Why must you die, people of Israel? A message from Benjamin, the 12th of October, 2008. Return from your evil ways. Why must you die, people of Israel? Yechezkel 33. We, the autistic people, have been giving messages for almost 15 years now. We speak and warn you of the harsh future, Am Yisrael, pleading that you return to our Kodesh Baruch Hu and cease your worshipping of the golden calf. Run away from the world of Sheker, the lies and vanities of this world, from the world that is built from nothing, devoid of any spiritual essence. Year after year, Am Yisrael's spiritual level drops lower and lower. Obviously not with everyone. Here and there are also elevations. Yet, the majority is dropping. Secular Jews are not part of the topic because most of them barely know or want to know what it means to be a true Jew. That is why I'm turning to the Haredim, the ultra-Orthodox. The Haredim are Hashem's elite, supposedly the closest to him. They could have saved the Jewish people, but year after year, the people have only regressed. Year by year, more and more Haredim become more like the Goyim, the Gentile nations. Many of them are only so-called Haredim, without any spiritual substance, without the Pnimius, the internal reality of the Torah. They are sitting and learning in a void. They sit and learn Torah, while most of them are thinking only of Gashmis matters. They pray, lay tefillin, and keep the other mitzvahs, but the Pnimius is almost non-existent. In most cases, their hearts are empty. We have been warning Am Yisrael that a day is going to come, the great and terrible day, CEO 2. Blow the shofar in Zion, for the day of Hashem is near, a dark and gloomy day, which will bring us to the end of this materialistic world. Hashem is going to bring the redemption, but how depends on us. And today, only very few people are doing proper tshuva. Unfortunately, most difficult times await us now. May Hashem have mercy. This is nothing new. We have said similar things many times throughout the numerous years we've been communicating, giving messages. However, there is one new thing, and that is that everything we have said would happen. The golden calf, materialistic world, this illusionary world based on the evil desires of man, is based upon passions and lust and everything that goes against Torah. It is total sheker, and now the sheker is finally starting to disintegrate, particularly the financial aspect. Money is the pure golden calf. Right now we are rectifying that sin completely. That is why all is going to tumble, and tumble hard. The Son of David will not come until every pocket is left penniless. Sanhedrin 97. And you can visibly see that this is coming from heaven. How else could it be that huge and very important governments, who have control over the whole world, are not able to stop this outrageous crash in the stock market and the financial institutions? Slowly, slowly, a lot of people are starting to realize that no matter what they do, nothing will help. It will not help a thing, because now is the time to destroy the golden calf and bury it forevermore. Until every living person realizes that the golden calf is lifeless and is nothing but sheker, it will not stop. It will continue and will bring the world to a state of total catastrophe. See Rashi, Sanhedrin 97. Perhaps there is a word stronger than catastrophe that can better express what is going to happen. If there is, I don't know it. And that is not all. We are facing a most harsh and difficult war. That war is called Gog and Magog. It is going to be the most frightening experience people have ever gone through. See Yechezkel 38 about the great destruction that will occur. Beyond that, we are about to witness very great open miracles, because all the nations will come to fight Israel. But Hashem himself is going to fight our battle. See Zechariah 14. And I will gather all the nations to come fight in Jerusalem, etc. And Hashem will come out and fight those nations. And he does not require an atomic bomb or any other such tool or weapon to do this. He can destroy Edom in a second. He can destroy the whole world in less than a second. But Am Yisrael, if you don't return to him, if you don't understand there is no one else to depend on aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not living that belief, there is no chance for survival. One cannot live with Shek in a world of truth. If the Jew does not come to the awareness that there is no other besides him, as we say in the prayer for taking the Torah out of the Holy Aron, he has no chance of survival, for a world of truth can only accept whatever is connected to truth. No other kind of person can enter a world of truth. Am Yisrael, every day the end is approaching. Every minute, every second, we get closer and closer to the end. It will not be long before the whole world will feel the troubles and the fear. The fear will be so great that only a believer, one who wholly trusts Hashem, can withstand such fear. Am Yisrael, come back home. Return to the truth, I beg you, I beg you. Sit on the ground, put ashes on your heads and sackcloth around your body, and try and remember each and every one of your past sins. Regret them and do tshuva, and feel sorry for ever living a life of sheker. Weep, Am Yisrael, weep also for the loss of our holy temple, the korbanos, sacrifices, and the closeness we had to the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence. Weep! I am very worried and fear that you have forgotten how to weep, that you have forgotten how to cry over the real things. You only cry over nonsense, real nonsense. Over the past few years, so many Jews have become ill, lo aleinu, may they have a speedy recovery. They suffered terrible illnesses and diseases, far worse than the usual, and they were specifically Torah-observant Jews. Am Yisrael, return, return! There's not much time. There's not much time at all. Get rid of all the excess materialism. Whatever happens, Hashem is anyway going to force us to get rid of the excessive Gashmias. He'll force you to do it, whether you like it or not. Those who realize that Hashem is omnipotent, those who know that He and He alone sustains us and gives us our food, our home, the comfortable bed we sleep on, the complete healing, everything, only these people will be able to withstand the difficult nisyonos awaiting us. Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing great tikkunim, rectifications, but beyond that, he is trying to teach his people the truth. He is trying to draw us away from the sheker and into the MS. Yet, even with people dying right and left, every day several good Jews are being buried, but we still pay no attention. We cry a bit and then go right back to our lives of sheker. Oi! Am Yisrael! Am Yisrael! What I'm saying now is not new at all. We have said this time and time again, and I'm now saying again, return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, now! There is no time, there is no time! And I plead again and say, there is no time, there is no time, there is no time! Nos Yisrael, daughters of Israel, go back to being true daughters of Israel, true women of Israel.
The first thing to do is to be modest, girls and women. The new modern fashions in the Haredi world, such as wigs, short and tight clothes, transparent stockings, etc., this lack of modesty is loathed in the eyes of heaven. Jewish woman needs to be home to educate her children, to love Hashem and His Torah, and to make the home a small temple, i.e. a holy place for the husband to be able to serve Hashem properly. The men also need to return to Hashem and pray and learn the true Jewish way. They must come close to Him and throw away any connections to the Egel Hazav, the golden calf. For the Torah-learning husbands, you should make sure your wives look like true Benos Yisrael and do not look like women of the street. And you, the men, get your minds off all the vanities and nonsense of this world.
I don't know if one can talk and reach the hearts of most of the Orthodox Jews anymore, but I have to keep trying. I fear that many of them do not have living hearts. They have hearts of stone, and I wish I were wrong about this. I truly don't see much hope for most of Am Yisrael, because even with everything that is happening, they are still caught up with the sheker. The majority do not see the truth, although many people, and not just us, do see that everything in the world is about to fall apart. All the sheker is going to fall. Those who wholeheartedly throw themselves, as it were, into the hands of Hashem will survive. I would like to wish you all a Piskah Tova, a good sealing, that God willing, we will merit understanding, the truth, and what we must do to be worthy of the truth. May we merit this year all of Am Yisrael, greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. L'shana haba b'Rishalayim.